We're going to start the hour along the East Coast. Beautiful day, but something's coming. You're going to hear the phrase battening down a lot today as Hurricane Florence approaches the Carolinas and Virginia, with winds expecting to approach Category 5, the most dangerous. Heavy rainfall, surges that will bring salt water up over seawalls. There have been evacuation orders, but this afternoon, North Carolina's Governor Roy Cooper issued the state's first ever mandatory evacuation order for the Barrier Islands.
People need to get out now. We don't want everybody leaving at once. And we think people are doing a pretty good job of this. But one of the reasons that I issued the evacuation order for the Barrier Islands is to make sure people understand that this is not a storm that you need to try and ride out. It is one of those storms that is historic and maybe once in a lifetime. And I know that we North Carolinians are a hardy bunch, and we've seen nor'easters and we've seen hurricanes before, but this one is different.
And, of course, all of this is subject to change. Let's bring in Weather Channel hurricane expert Greg Postel. Greg, we read this storm is taking an unusual path this far north, headed directly for the coast. Tell us more about what you're seeing.
We are seeing a very powerful hurricane close in on the southeastern U.S. with the likelihood of a landfall late Thursday and early Friday along somewhere along the Carolina coast, exactly where we don't know yet. There's a lot of details to be sorted out, but the probability of a landfall is very high, and the impacts will be spread far and wide, including all the usual hazards of significant inland flooding from rain, storm surge along the coast, and destructive winds, not just at the coast, but inland as well.
Talk about that storm surge, because we're hearing one estimate this morning was 20 feet. It could come up over seawalls. This is a surge that could push waves up. North Carolina officials are predicting a coastal storm surge of about 3 to 12 feet. What happens when all that salt water comes up?
Well, it's not just going to flood areas right near the coastline. I mean, the storm surge bringing the water from the ocean inland will find its way through the estuaries and much of the low-lying areas of parts of North Carolina and South Carolina near where the center makes landfall, and just to the right of where the center makes landfall. That's where the biggest push of water is. And that could exceed 10 feet. And that is very significant because it means where normally dry ground is, there's 10 feet of water. So that is a significant hazard leading to life-threatening flooding conditions. Again, not necessarily right at the beach, but in much of the low-lying area, watershed area of southeastern North Carolina and parts of South Carolina. Again, where the maximum storm surge is going to be, we don't know yet. You need to stay tuned to all these updates from the Hurricane Center in areas nearby. These are things to be sorted out. But again, the worst, the highest of all the storm surge could indeed exceed 10 feet.
Well, and you know, this is catastrophic to human life, but to homes, plants, as you said, water now having salt water in it. And also the AP is reporting that the storm's path includes half a dozen nuclear power plants, pits holding coal ash and industrial waste, eastern hog farms that store animal waste. So this is an issue.
Yes, this kind of storm with the flooding, the surge, and the destructive wind will cause significant problems and harm to the infrastructure, which is, you know, includes everything that you just mentioned. You know, so, you know, even well-constructed homes might be at risk for significant damage with this kind of wind event. Exactly how strong it is at landfall, again, this is just an educated guess at this point, but somewhere perhaps in the very high-end Category 3 or Category 4 range, we think, which is enough to do damage to pretty much everything in its path. And residents in southeastern North Carolina and areas nearby and in northern South Carolina have not experienced this kind of a hurricane threat in a very long time.
1989, Hugo. So there are people who have grown up without even seeing this. So pay attention to these reports. Greg Postel, a hurricane and storm expert at the Weather Channel. We will stay in touch.
Yes, thank you very much. Please do.